Support for The Sound of Science comes from listeners like you and from Ken Spears Construction.
My name is Jasmine.
And I'm Chrissy.
We're from NIU STEAM and...
this is The Sound of Science on WNIJ.
As we move into warmer weather, attention is shifted from indoor activities to fun in the sun. In a short while, people will be participating in summer activities, some of which will include America's waterways. Last year, there was a reference to forever chemicals as a new addition to public pollution reports. But what are forever chemicals?
Forever chemicals, or PFOS, and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, are synthetic compounds that resist degradation, remaining within the environment for decades. These chemicals are developed in the mid-20th century for their resistance to water, grease, and heat, making them essential in nonstick cookware, waterproof clothing, firefighting foam, food packaging, and industrial applications. However, their durability also makes them a serious environmental and health concern.
Forever chemicals enter the environment through wastewater discharge, landfill runoff, and can be deposited through precipitation. They are now detected in soil, groundwater, rivers, oceans, and even the Arctic, traveling long distances via air and water.
Once in the environment, forever chemicals accumulate in plants, animals, and humans, moving up the food chain. Studies show links between exposure to these chemicals and immune suppression, reproductive harm, hormonal disruption, and increased cancer risk in wildlife and humans.
To address PFAS pollution, efforts must focus on regulation, remediation, and prevention. Governments are enacting stricter regulations on manufacturing and use. Advanced filtration technologies, such as activated carbon and ion exchange resins, help remove PFAS from drinking water.
You've been listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ, where you learn something new every day.